And only the wonder. Bernard is his name. These people were one of the pioneers of this place. He had nailed with steel-cut nails a piece of quarter-inch plywood over the window. And the window was jealousy. The plywood blew off. And we were standing in the kitchen, which I'd say was 10, 12 feet from this window. And the first thing you know, there comes the damn glass into the kitchen from the window. Jealousy. So the main thing is, close up tight. But open, leave an opening, even if it's slight, on the opposite side from where the wind's coming. Don't close up tight because it's bad. But then, another thing about, tell you what happened in 26. I was living with which was at that time my intended sister-in-law, her husband, and two children. There was 17 of us in that house that night. And the house had just been built. I helped to build it, a rock house. And to give you an idea about the sand, you'd sit up in the parlor, the living room, whatever you want to call it. And this friend of ours is a little over 6 feet tall. He'd be running down the beach because he lived a little below there. And you could just see from his shoulders up. The next day, that sand, there when the water come in, it came through the keyhole in the door. The sand was all up in the front. So you got the log. See, the wind was coming from this way. When it come again, it come from this way. I tell you something funny. As I tell you, the house is new. Well, the water coming in, we had to bore holes in the floor and get up a piece of wood, anything you could find, to rake the water over. Let it go down these holes. When the wind comes from the back, we had the same thing. We had to go in the kitchen, bore holes, rake the water in there. So the husband, Henry, was in the Pender. Another one, the Penders, was pioneered. He worked at what was known then as a club. These rich men had this club, they come down, spend time. And his brother was the head of it. Well, he was one, he'd gone on the boat. Well, he didn't have much time to repair holes in the floor. So at that time, they had a school teacher. She was living now, Matthews. Little bitty woman. Big old woman. So we were the type of people that if you made a remark, right away, your mind went in the gutter, so to speak. So this particular night, the house that we lived in while we were building this one, they rented. He was a keeper to this lighthouse out here, him and his wife, and his stepson was there. He was a motion picture operator. So he come over to the house one night. We were coming up to McGurr's house, we were having a little party. He come over to get me. So we was eating supper. It was a school teacher Mrs. Pender, and the two boys. Myself, we're sitting there reading. Rebecca walking around, and he noticed her hose down, and she was pregnant. Remember that, she was pregnant. Damn, that makes me mad. Anyhow, Rebecca called him a name. Says, Henry ain't plugged up these holes yet? She says, no, says he ain't home long enough to plug a hose. And she looked at me and I looked at her and we busted out laughing. And I can see that school teacher just as good as me yesterday. She took him from her to me. Like, as much as to say, what are you two damn fools laughing at? Yeah, says he ain't home long enough. Let's see, Ida, Rosalie, Alva. That makes me mad. But anyhow, as the old saying goes, you have things that happen to you in life that you like to talk about it as you get old. Reminisce. So I haven't.